JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining us on Roundabout JA. Coming up, residents of St. James honored by Lay Magistrates Association. And later we'll have our usual Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. Eight residents of St. James have been recognized by the Lay Magistrates Association, St. James Chapter, for their contribution to the development of the parish. The awards covered the fields of health, agriculture, religion, community service, sports, education, tourism, and journalism, and were presented at a recent ceremony at the Montego Bay Convention Center. Retired health worker Prudence Scarlett was awarded for her contribution to healthcare delivery. Marvel Chambers was presented with the award for agriculture. Reverend Everton Jackson copped the award for religion. Dave Allen was presented with the award for community service. Football coach Dr. Dean Weatherly copped the award for sports. Evan Gordon for education. Former Jamaica Tourist Board employee Dr. Norma Taylor received the tourism award. And veteran journalist Clinton Pickering was presented with the award for journalism. President of the St. James Lay Magistrates Association, Claudette Bryan, in lauding the awardees, said their contributions have made the parish of St. James a much better place. She says that the selection of the eight awardees was a challenging process, as the nominations were of the highest standards and everyone was deserving of the recognition. One of the recipients, Reverend Jackson, says the awards will continue to inspire recipients to work harder in trying to make the parish and the lives of the citizens better.
Mr. Nepa, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen. When you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call NEPA 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Vision 2030 is Jamaica's first long-term national development plan. One feature of Vision 2030 is that citizens should work to preserve and protect the Jamaican culture, as well as develop its power to change the society for the better. To find out more, visit vision2030.gov.jm. And now, Michael Matthews from Arakabesa St. Mary shares one of his favorite glimpses of Jamaica with
us. One of the main things when me see up now when me grow up as a youth, I think you call it a gig. And we use cut out one ball we call it a wood conk out of, make it out of tree road and bamboo road. But we used to use guava or orange wood and sit down and sort of use a cutlass and your chisel and pair it down. The gig actually is shaped like a microphone. But the point where you put the, you call that now, the nail for it to play on, that part is like, it's like a funnel, it's very small. So you put it in and you wind up the card point and you flick it and it play. That you'll not see again.
Remember that you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica. Send an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm with your name and contact number. Or you can also give us a call at 926-359024. Thanks for your company on today's journey. Join us again on this station on weekdays for another edition of Roundabout JA. I'm Casita Irving with student engineer Andre Sawyers. Until we do this again, what good?
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.